Welcome back, friends. I'm Conservative Kat, and I know you're like, wait a second, this random girl is opening up the show for DPV. What's going on? I'm here for the DPV show. I figured I'd open up and tell you, I wanted to have David react to a few clips, because if you guys watch the DPV show, you know that Dave Bob Blumenschein has the best reactions to things out there in the crazy land of make-believe, as he so lovingly calls Illinois. But there are some political games that are going on in Illinois, and being that David is actually, or was actually, an election integrity guru at one point, I'll let him get into that, I thought it would be cool for him to react to Governor J.B. Pritzker and the lack of wanting to release the voter data to the federal government. And Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff, and he's a Homeland Security advisor, he took to social media and he said, well, you're refusing to clean up your voter rolls or release your voter rolls, and you've refused to clean up the illegal immigrants from your voter rolls. So I wanted David to react to that. David, how have you been? And thank you so much for letting me open up the show. And
Kat, this is exciting. I've been great. You know, I think that it's time, because I bet the people are starting to wonder a little bit about DPB and his overall well-being. Pritzker will never, Pritzker will never what? Will never what? Pritzker will never do, a lot of Pritzker. But you're wondering a little bit about DPB and his energy level, his vitality. You know, I always have said, build a bench. Got to have the Cat, Conservative Cat Show. You got to have my daughter, Hannah, The Right Perspective, Ty Smith, Kevin Ferris, the young people. They got a next man up, right? Well, what better time to announce that my wife and I endeavored, or I should say, have put our time, our talent, and our treasure behind an endeavor that is so much bigger than who we are. We know it's of God because it's so big, and we have purchased a 55-acre parcel of land that has a guest house, bridal suite, and 7,200 square foot. I didn't get my ringer turned off. Sorry, Kat. 7,200 square foot corporate venue center. And I will tell you, Kat, I am exhausted. But I'm exhausted in a good way, because I know this is of God. Charlie Kirk talked about marriage and how instrumental it was, and having families, and how if we could just continue to follow God and his wish for all of us to procreate, to get married, to have big families, then we will eventually water down the nihilists that are out there. So, no, Kat, I'm doing great. It's good to have you.
And I love the Hessen House. And actually, your wonderful wife told me about what the word Hessen means. Can you tell me about that and your listeners?
Yeah.
It's so cool. And I didn't know this. What does Hessen actually mean?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Kat, because I think I actually have it here still pulled up on my...
Because that's the name of the wedding venue that you purchased.
The name of the wedding venue is Hessed, H-E-S-E-D. And if you go and you Google the word Hessed, which I'm going to do right now, Hessed, you can see what it's... wrong definition. So basically... Hesed is a Hebrew word, that means kindness or love between people, specifically of the devotional piety of people towards God, as well as of love or mercy of God towards humanity. It is frequently used in Psalms in the latter sense, where it is traditionally translated as loving kindness in English translations. So that's the meaning of the word hesed. And it's very cool. Another one says, hesed is a Hebrew word, means kindness, love, mercy, often describing a deep covenantal love that goes beyond mere duty. It reflects God's loyal love for his people and is characterized by acts of devotion and loving kindness. Yes, the Hesed House venue, it's, and you have to hyphenate between Hesed and House, I believe, to get it to the website. Or is it between Hesed House and venue? I guess I'll have to, Mrs. Producer's not on today, but I'll put that up in the comment section. But no, it's a big, big, big thing. And it truly is missional. We're on a mission from God. God told us to purchase the Hesed House. And we have, it's in central Illinois. It's beautiful. Go out and look at it. It's got a runway. It's a registered FAA airport. Or it's a airport that's registered by the FAA. It doesn't have night landings because we don't have lights. But it has a... it has an orchard, apples and pears. It four different water ponds. Like I said, the 7,200 square foot venue center. It's not only for weddings; it is for corporations. So we're going to be out there knocking doors to all the local corporations around Central Illinois and beyond that would like to host. So there you go. Look at this. Yeah, you got the video up. There's the runway.
I know. Oh, look at that. David, you bought that.
Yeah. Well, with the help of a brother in Christ who is my silent partner, who has the ability to purchase event centers like this. And yeah, it's big, really big. And it's cool. And
it's really cool.
Then it's got a guest house that sleeps eight people. It has a bridal suite that's connected to the guest house. So, yeah, it is. Where is it at? Hayworth, Illinois. Hayworth, Illinois, just northeast of Hayworth, just above the Kickapoo, the famous Kickapoo Creek that held a rock concert music festival back in the 70s. Go look up that one. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love the Hesed House, and I love love. And being a bride on the other side, I know how stressful it could be just being a bride. I couldn't imagine being on your side, David, where you are coordinating and working with the brides. It's a very stressful. We've put so much on
there. I wish Mrs. Producer was. This is a great show for Mrs. Producer because Mrs. Producer is my wife, Tanya. Beautiful mother, beautiful Tanya. I call her my beautiful, wonderful, amazing wife. She is actually fielding all of the inquiries, and we're averaging 5 to 6 almost every day. Now, granted, we're booking out. We're almost fully booked. So get it to get, if you have a request, a date for the venue, get it in because we are booking out quickly for 2026. We're entertaining brides in 2027. So, yeah, fascinating. But corporate events, I'm going to be out pounding the streets and trying to get as many a venue or events as we can. We believe that God, we are going to honor God and be obedient to God. We're already doing what we all should do. Which is to make sure that God first in everything. First fruits go to God. And so we're doing that with the Hesed House venue. There is a lot of work, a lot of deferred maintenance that took place because, once again, when you're running a venue and you can't staff it full time, which is what we're doing now, we have people out there every day. So we're just doing the work to bring it up to speed, as you could tell by the pictures. In the video, It's a pretty amazing place. And a shout out real quick, because I don't want to forget this, Kat, because I will. I have 7 furnaces and 9 air conditioners. So I have my good friends from Josh Phillips Heating, Ventilation, and Air Conditioning coming out tomorrow to give them the once over, get them ready for winter. As far as the air conditioning portion of it, that'll wait till the spring. But shout out to Josh Phillips. He's a veteran-owned company. He believes in the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. He loves our country. He's a patriot. So shout out to Josh. If you are in and around the Central Illinois area and you need a person to or a company to work on your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, that would be Josh Phillips, HVAC.
And I will throw his line in the comment section if you guys would like to give Josh Phillips a call. 309-239-3082. Josh Phillips. So
that was a long answer to a short question, Kat.
Yeah, well, you've been busy. You've been busy. And so has
not as busy as JB.
Friend I'm JB.
Not as busy as JB Pritzker. And he's JB can't help himself.
So that brings me to this. I'm sorry, David, in advance, but this is JB, and he is essentially reacting to Stephen Miller saying that, well, he's not releasing the voter data to the federal government. The DOJ had requested that he do that and that Illinois release the voter data.
Yeah.
This is really just, you know, a bookkeeping, standard procedure of the federal government. They should be doing this anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
So that way you're in compliance with the National Voter Act.
Election integrity. Yes.
Yep. So let's take a listen. Here we go.
Other thing that's happened, and very few people paying attention, you probably are, which is they asked for, they demanded, the DOJ did, our voter data.
Our voter
not data. Just ours in Illinois. Every state's voter data. Why? They won't tell us why.
Yes, they
and are. Actually, what they seem to be looking for, remember back to the 2020 elections, is they want to be able to find voter fraud, which lots of organizations have been looking for voter fraud, as you know, for a long time. There's very little voter fraud going on.
Very little.
They're calling for all these databases so that they can look through them, and yet they won't tell you when they're going to come up with any conclusion about whatever it is they're looking for. Next year, when we have a November election, I think you're going to see two things that occur. One, you won't have had any results from this mass collection of data, of voter data. And then the second is you're going to have soldiers or people dressed as soldiers at polling places saying, we're protecting your voting rights. you know, this is about voter integrity.
The and Gestapo. Then
the possibility that they'll be doing what Michael Flynn urged the president to do back in 2020, which is seize the ballot boxes at the polling places.
Yeah.
Yes, so that we can have the military do a fair count.
Okay.
Now, if you put all the things together that are happening right now, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Think about how hard they fought on this issue of whether the election had been stolen in 2020, right? The January 6th riot being an example of that, but lots of other things. And then all of those people at January 6th, you know, being pardoned. All of that, put all those together and ask yourself, do you think what I just said is completely ridiculous? Do you think what I just said is something that's really possible?
Yes, I do.
With
yes,
Trump
I do.
As president and Stephen Miller in the White House, and you know, and all the same people kind of advising the president that are at the, you know, at the edges of the law.
Okay.
Can we get back to the question? JB, are you going to release the records? Because the federal government, the Department of Justice, has asked you to release the voter rolls. Because, JB, Judicial Watch had a little lawsuit against the Illinois State Board of Elections where they found that there might be in excess of 800,000 inactive voters on the voter rolls. It is your obligation as the executive of the state to make sure that your agency, the Illinois State Board of Elections, cleans their voter rolls. You have neglected to do that. You have flown in the face of the lawsuit filed by Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch. And now here you are, JB, still trying to hide. What are you hiding, JB? It's pretty obvious.
I absolutely love this comment. Wanda says, OMG, he's lost his mind.
Yes.
He has gone completely mad. He actually thinks that soldiers are going to be, you know, in military
confiscating gear and counting. They're going to be doing the hand count. No, JB, why would they do a hand count? They just have to feed them through your machines.
Yeah.
The Dominion machines. They don't hand count. What do you mean they're going to hand count the ballots? No, that's not how it works, JB. Get your facts straight, JB. Either you're using the machines or you're not.
Yeah, he thinks that it's a sinister plot and that a sinister plot is afoot. And man, it's got to be crazy to be him.
It's the land of make believe. This dude is.
He cited the January 6th riot. And it's like, wait a second. How does that even fit in?
Yeah.
First of all, trespassing, none of them for insurrection, none of them got cited for any of that. And he's just living in fantasy land. And I think that we're all kind of scratching our heads wondering, you know, what's so bad about just giving over your voter data if you've got nothing to hide? His reaction to this is so, like, yeah, cause for concern. Like,
well, I just, all the hand gesturing, though, man, he had his hands going all over. He was like he was doing kung fu fighting. Yeah. J.B. Pritzker was kung fu fighting. He's as fast as lightning. And then he says, and is me? Is it me? What? Me? J.B.? Golly.
Well, and here's the thing is that the DOJ, and not a lot of people know this is routine. This is something that's in federal law. Routine requests happen all of the time to ensure that states are in compliance with something called the National Voter Registration Act. Okay, so it's not some political vendetta. This is standard oversight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then he frames this as if the federal army is invading Illinois. It's like, no, there's a federal law, and it's called the National Voter Registration, and you got to have clean rolls. And yeah, they are, and election integrity groups have been calling for this. It's not a, this is a delusional overreaction. You know, election integrity groups want this done.
Mm.
And it's like, this doesn't come out of left field. People have been calling for this to be done for a long time. So it's yet another mandate on President Donald Trump by the people. And he's just trying to serve the people and make good on his promises of what got him elected.
Well, it's no different than his reaction to Trump offering JB to either initiate the National Guard or that he would go ahead and overstep him and do it because he has the authority to do it. Because once again, we understand, and I love the people who come out, Kat, and say, well, how's Chicago such a bad place? Look, there were 50,000 runners on Lakeshore Drive. Oh, okay. Well, the crime isn't in Lakeshore Drive. It's like 10 miles to the west of Lakeshore Drive. It's so fascinating. Yeah, the criminals, they were going to show up for the triathlon or the marathon, not triathlon, but marathon. It's like these people are all out of their minds because they do not understand reality, which they are. I mean, what was our message series on Sunday? Self-control and what is mostly going on in our country. People are out of control. Well, JB Pritzker is out of control.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, you were talking about Lakeshore Drive. I don't think he's on Lakeshore Drive here. I'm pretty sure this is pretty close to Trump Tower where JB is at. But I wanted to play this for you as well. And you have not seen this.
No, I've not.
So you're,
I usually don't take in captions or clips of Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, so here we go. JB was featured on Jimmy Kimmel, Get a load of this
here. We also got a very special report filed by J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois.
This is J.B. Pritzker reporting from war-torn Chicago. As you can see, there's utter mayhem and chaos on the ground. It's quite disturbing. The Milwaukee Brewers have come in to attack our Chicago Cubs. We've seen people being forced to eat hot dogs with ketchup on them. And our deep dish pizza, well, has gone shallow. So it's a challenge to survive here in the city of Chicago, but there's no hellscape that I'd rather be in.
Well, thank you, Governor. And please know that you and the Cubs will be in our prayers. So that's how you do it. If you live in one of the war-ravaged communities the president has or is planning to occupy with troops, we want to see just how frightening it is. So make a video, post it to YouTube with the hashtag #ShowMeYourHellhole, and look for a message from us so we can...
Okay. So that was on Jimmy Kimmel. Oh,
it's sickening that they're making fun of a city where, on average, multiple people. When you talk about mass shootings happen every weekend in the city, and that's what they're making fun of. They're making light of people dying, which, you know, that doesn't surprise you, right? They think everything's a joke. That's the land of make-believe. But yet real people die, lose their lives, but yet they don't bring the victims, or this, I should say, they don't bring the families of the victims on TV and talk about them. Yeah,
it's just so sad that he poked fun at this. And I've got some numbers. Just prior, the weekend prior to the release of this Jimmy Kimmel episode, eight to nine people had died. There had been over 30 shootings.
Mass shootings.
Yeah. And then you take the year, 571 deaths by homicide. Okay. The year of 2024, the prior year. So that's the most murders in the nation.
Cumulative. I mean, since this all started to be tracked, I mean, it's thousands of people have been killed, which doesn't even equal the amount of people lost in you know, wars or in armed conflicts.
571 people in 1 year. That's insane. And it's been going on for 13 consecutive years in Chicago, where we're number one. For comparison,
thousands and thousands of people.
I know Washington, D.C., it was like 180 deaths due to homicide.
Well, and you take in cumulatively, it's thousands and thousands of people, and yet they make light of not having safe streets. Our big cities are not safe places to be. JB can bloviate all he wants with his flap jacket on. I can't believe the guy. First of all, JB, that doesn't fit. There's about plenty of places that if somebody actually fired at you, they'd impact your body because your Kevlar vest wasn't quite covering all of of the body parts that you need to cover, JB.
It's a little tight. Just a little.
Yeah, not quite the size that you needed, JB. Who'd you borrow it from? You know, so funny. Making fun of people dying and violence because you have legislated, you have provided funding to people, illegal criminals, you have funded them. You fund their criminal networks because that's what your party is about, is killing, stealing, and destroying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, they exaggerate. Obviously they're saying that it's war torn, or that, what was it Jimmy Kimmel said? He said Donald Trump is going to send his troops in to occupy Chicago. Prior to this story, we were talking about the voter data, and he's saying, there's going to be people in military garb, grabbing the ballot boxes, and it's going to be voter intimidation, right? And they're exaggerating.
Listen, counting. The military is going to count the vote now. According to JB, that's the military is going to count votes.
And I mean, to be honest with you, David, would it really be all that bad? I mean, I know that a lot of these election authorities and these county clerks, they're always bitching, about how, it's so tough to count all these votes, and we're so short-staffed, and, you know, you have to give us grace when we call elections. Oopsie, wait, we have a lot of mail-in ballots we didn't count, and although we're reporting 100% of the precincts, we didn't count these mail-in ballots, you know, give us grace, you know. There's a lot of that going on in our county clerks. You know, actually, just in Cook County, they sent out mail-in ballots. The Libertarian candidate in one of the local races didn't have a circle next to his name for you to fill in the bubble. You know, recently in McLean County, they sent out mail-in ballots, and then they had the return address not going to McLean County, but a rural county. I forget what county it was. It started with an M, and they kind of made the mistake there. And you had people sending ballots to the wrong election authority. And this kind of stuff happens all across the state. Hell, if you guys are, if you keep flubbing up like this across the state with the mail-in ballots, one, we shouldn't have them. Two, maybe you do need the military to come in and help you, because it's clear that you're not competent enough to do it. You know, if you're,
you can't just throw out that.
You
just can't throw out that it went to a rural county that begins with an M, because you got Marshall County, you got McLean County, you got Menard, you got Macon, you got Marion County, you got Macoupin. Come on, which M are we talking about here? There's plenty of M counties.
Yeah,
out of the 102 counties, M is like one of the top counties, like eight counties start with an M.
I know, that's why I couldn't remember, because there's like eight of them.
There's too many M's. Which M do you want?
I think it's this one. Here we go. I'm fact checking, because that is what I am all about, David. Can't find it. Yeah, well, okay. Then there was another one where they
Schuler County, wasn't that where they didn't even have one of the candidates on the ballot?
Monroe County.
That's Monroe. It. Don't forget Monroe.
Monroe County. So that's the place. So they sent out 180 vote-by-mail ballots with an envelope. It was the return address envelope that you put your ballot in. And it didn't have the McLean County. It was the McLean County ballot. But it didn't have the McLean County Clerk's Office return address on it. It had the Monroe County return address on it. Okay. So they sent those out by mistake. And like, then I mentioned the Cook County one, where there was a Libertarian candidate for the clerk of circuit court. And there was no fill-in bubble. So you can't vote for him if there's no fill-in bubble, because the scanner's not going to recognize it. Not to mention there's been voting machine malfunctions. Voter confidence has been very much rattled, because you show up and I remember there was an affected voter. His name was Wayne Hendricks, and I've got the article pulled up. He called the clerk's office after putting his ballot in the bin, and he was connected with the assistant county clerk. He said, quote, she indicated that the ballots were placed in an emergency bin, and they are considered mail-in ballots, and then they're going to be counted at the end of the day, right? And then the McLean County Elections Director, Mark Sanger, at the time, this happened in 2024, he had said that any ballots placed in the emergency bin will be tabulated after early voting sites close. Sanger had said that the ballots were tabulated after they closed on Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. So, like, you know, that's, like, concerning. You know, you're told to put your ballot in an emergency bin. It's going to be treated like a mail-in ballot. Well, I didn't want to do mail-in ballot. I wanted to scan and tabulate my vote in real time. And you've shaken voter confidence Hell, if voter confidence is so shaken, bring the military in. Oh my gosh, this is hilarious, Joanne.
Joanne's doing the fact checking. It's not, it's more than eight. Let's see. Macon, McCoupin, Madison, Marion, Marshall, Mazzack. Is that how you say it? McDowell, McHenry, McLean, Menard, Mercer, Monroe, Montgomery, Morgan, and Moultrie. You forgot Moultrie. Everybody's got to go to Moultrie. McCoupin. You did say McCoupin. Is McCoupin in there? Because that's my favorite. Who said McCoupin? Yeah, it was the second one. Go, yeah. Joanne. So how many was that? Was that like 11? So, yes, M's take the – yes. It's one of the M counties. There's a few Mineral. Of them.
It was hey,
Jenny Miller. Thanks, Jenny, for being on the DPB show with Conservative Cat. Go out, like, subscribe, whether it's Facebook, X, Rumble, or YouTube. Like, smash the like button, subscribe to Conservative Cat, the DPB show. But Jenny has a good point. Dominion was bought out by Liberty. Who knows what they'll find? Well, doesn't that bring us back to JB? JB, why not release the voter rolls? What yeah. are you trying to hide? I think JB's scared. I think JB's, well, his entire reign as the king of Illinois is on false pretenses. I mean, he is the toilet bandit, right? He was willing to circumvent the taxation on his mansion in Chicago by removing toilets so he could be taxed $331,000 less. He was on a recorded FBI line with Blagojevich. Why isn't that ever part of bringing JB to justice? You know, they had no problem taking Mike Madigan. Mike Madigan just showed up to for his federal penitentiary time that he's going to go to. He's in a federal prison as of today.
Yeah, JB is never held accountable for what he does. And I think that he is banking on the voter data staying hidden. I think he's banking on the voter confidence being shaken and these flubs, because it ensures that he remains in power and the Democrat Party remains in power. Because if you don't have integrity in your elections, then that's just fascism, tyranny, and there's one party rule. Okay, so I don't know, JB, and Tammy Duckworth. I wanted to share this clip with you. They are trying to paint the military coming in and counting the votes as if it would be a bad thing. I think it'd be a good thing. How we need more.
Yeah, time. No, I agree. Let's get our armed troops, our armed service members to count. I mean, we always have a problem finding enough election judges. You know, I want somebody that has raised their right hand. I understand that's what election judges do. But how about somebody that's sworn to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States?
Yeah.
I believe I'm going to trust a National Guard member or someone of our military more than I, you know, trust somebody that shows up that needs a few extra bucks, you know, to go down to the Five and Dime and get themselves a bottle of
Cody Hendricks's cookies or whatever he makes for the election judges.
Get yourself a little bottle of Ripple with your pay from the election judges. I got me a little Ripple.
A Ripple?
Well, that's a bottle of wine. It's a Ripple. Okay. It's a little liquor. A little.
I don't trust I would rather the military come in and count the ballots. I think that one, it would also probably save taxpayers a little bit of money. We're kind of already paying them to.
Well, we do. Yeah. We're paying them there. Yeah, you're right. So make it a part of their assignments or their duties, you know,
make it a part of their assignments, their duties. And then you don't have to pay the election judges. What is it, like $200 a pop or whatever? Yeah.
We already know that elections are, you know, suspect at best. And of course, JB said, well, you know, they've been looking. Voter fraud is very minimal. It's very minimal. Well, JB, it doesn't have to be widespread. it doesn't take a lot to swing a vote in any state. I mean, we saw that in the 2020 election. It doesn't take a lot to move the needle. You can do it in the middle of the night.
Okay, so I've got a list here. It was actually put out by our friend Carol Davis. She said, or it's a list, and I really need to share this. I'll pull this link up. But meanwhile, I want to share with you, Tammy Duckworth. You got to react to this one. They are, I mean, they've gone completely off the deep end. They are saying that people are being drugged out naked by Donald Trump's Gestapo. Just listen to this, David. They've gone completely mad, and they're villainizing, completely demonizing our military and our armed troops.
As I understand, yesterday, ICE authorities shot a Chicago woman in the Brighton Park area. Secretary Noem claimed ICE fired defensive shots at this woman who was armed, who had appeared in a Border Patrol intelligence bulletin previously. She claims that federal agents were surrounded and were threatened. What are local authorities telling you about what they think happened here?
Well, they lie. Right. The Trump administration lies. We have a president who's a known liar. And they have been they've been lying about the situation all along. And in fact, they even shot tear gas grenades, I think, at a reporter who was simply driving by with her window open. And so we're urging people, we're urging our protesters, remain calm, peaceful protest, exercise your First Amendment rights, but videotape everything. Everybody has a phone. Tape everything so we actually have real evidence of what is happening. We know the Trump administration lies consistently. And what I am hearing is that for the large part, people are being very quiet, are being very respectful.
Very quiet.
But ICE is very being very aggressive. Remember that they are zip tying children. They are raiding apartment blocks in the middle of the night, separating children from their families, pulling people out onto the streets naked. They are using Gestapo tactics in Chicago. And this is what Trump wants to do, right? He wants to intimidate the people of Chicago. That's not going to happen.
I had to share.
And what were you doing for the last 4 years, Tammy, as you opened the borders to some of the most violent and decrepit people to come across our border free-flowing? You never... Human trafficking, the 350,000 children that went missing. You talk about separating families. Kids dragged out. Do you know what they do with those kids, Tammy? I mean, this is the stuff that makes you sick, is because how many times is she going to say, you know that Trump lies, you know that Trump lies, you know that Trump lies. You know what? Let's just whittle this down, Tammy. I was going to say something, but obviously that would be kind of cruel of me to say. I don't want to say it. But I'll say it in regards overall, Tammy, because... obviously, you served our country, and I'm not going to take away anything that you did in your service to this country. But we had a joint session of Congress and an address to the joint session. And a young kid with cancer was acknowledged by president. And how many of you people applauded that young lad? That would be zero, Tammy. You know what? I judge the heart of a parent. You can get on Face the Nation and rattle off all of your craziness, because these men and women who are in Chicago are there to enforce the law. We're a nation of law and order. People who confront and violently attack law enforcement, there's a chance they're going to get shot. You know, Tammy, that's part of... yeah, take out your phone and film it as you're getting shot. I don't know what else to tell you, because I want to see you throwing whatever, a rock or whatever it is, at someone who is, you know, has a family most likely, who is being paid to, by taxpayer funded, to enforce the law. That's what they're doing. There's nothing wrong with what they're doing, Tammy. It's what needed to be done to, obviously, you guys created the problem, so now we have to solve it.
Yeah, and it's like, provide me the evidence of the Gestapo tactics. I've never seen anybody drug out there naked via Gestapo. I've never seen children. Okay, maybe their parents are being deported, but the children are being deported with them, i.e. Tom Omen has said that several times. And, you know, they never provide any evidence for their outrageous claims. Like, if you're going to make a crazy claim that the military has turned into Gestapo, and you would think that Tammy wouldn't say those things, being that she was and is a veteran. She was a member of our military, and you would think that she'd have more respect. But pointing a finger and saying that, hey, our federal law enforcement, whether that's our immigration authorities or military boots on the ground in Chicago, pointing a finger and saying that they are Gestapo and they are dragging people out into the streets naked without any evidence is insanity. Earlier, I wanted to share this with you, David, talking about evidence. I will catch JB in a lie right now.
Okay. Let's
see. So Tammy is actually lying. Where's the evidence? You know, that people are being drug out naked in the streets and there's Gestapo type tactics happening. JB said that there is no voter fraud, right?
No voter fraud.
He said there's no voter fraud. Except very
800,000 people on our voter rolls who are inactive voters. But other than that.
And I want to share this. This is on X. Go follow this account. No election fraud except this. This is a pretty rich account. It's really good. Why does it exist if it doesn't exist? So these are all.
I got to get it bigger there so I can see it. Okay.
Yeah, these are all instances, and I'll read a couple of them, of election fraud. Oh, here we go. So election commissions want state auditor to examine Hawaii's 2024 mail-in ballots or something like that. Maine GOP leaders call foul. This is another incident. Like, this is all the references. Woodland mail theft. Of a 135 voter elections ballots. So somebody like literally stole ballots in Yolo County. Woodland mail theft. So that must have been like the city in Yolo. I don't know these, like every single incident, the details of them, but you can look up these headlines. You Google this. And every
how about the gal with suitcases at the convention center in Atlanta? I want to know more about the suitcase lady, that, you know, the infamous lady. What was her name? she became very notorious. She had all those suitcases, and once they shut down the voting, the suitcases came pulled out from underneath the table.
Yeah,
surprise, surprise, surprise.
There's no election fraud but this. You know, except for all of these instances here.
It's not widespread. There's very little election fraud, according to JB.
Yeah, very little. Very little.
Fire Pritzker. It's all right on the hat. That's all you need to know.
And if there was absolutely none, if I couldn't pull up, you know, all of these incidences, say there was absolutely none. Who cares? It's voter data, right? Yeah. Is routine. You're just giving it over to the federal government to make sure you're in compliance with the National Voter Act. Say there was never a case of election fraud. Okay. What's the harm in just handing that over and letting them double check for illegal immigrants or people who have moved from the state of Illinois? We know hundreds upon thousands of people have moved from the state of Illinois in recent years. Shouldn't we be just cleaning those up, making sure? And what's the harm in accountability?
Sorry, I was yawning. See, that's how tired I am.
You're exhausted.
I need to get my nap in. I need to go back to a day when I can take naps and not have to listen to JB. You know, it's been refreshing, though, Kat, because you and I are nonstop bringing this to the people that tune in. And I'm so appreciative to everybody joining us in the comment section today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go out and subscribe to the Conservative Cat Show, the DPB Show, Facebook, Rumble, YouTube, and X. But, you know, I guess that's the thing, Cat. If we're not paying attention, which I was telling a group last night, if we're not activating ourselves, mobilizing within our counties, fortifying the people who are already voting, you know, we have a big school board meeting. Is that tomorrow night or tonight?
I think it's tomorrow night. Or it's
Unit 5, where suddenly we have instructors wearing abolished ICE shirts. And sorry, I knocked over my little Donald Trump.
I'm going to look up the McLean County School District.
I think it's tomorrow night. Is their school board meeting, and they're trying to get people to show up. But ultimately, it's more than just showing up. You've got to go to the next level, and that means you've got to activate and hold these people accountable. And, you know, I'm not going to do a Maxine Waters. You draw a crowd. You get in their face. You know, go Maxine. You know, you get everybody up there. No, we're not asking for violence. These people, I understand. They have homes. They have jobs. You know, I think they love their kids if they have kids. Most of them don't have kids. But, you know. For a plethora of different reasons. I don't need to explain that to you, why they don't have children. Not because they're not procreating. They're not having sex. It's just they're not procreating. Do I need to say any more? I'm not going to fill in any more blanks.
Yeah, well, the school board meeting is, by the way, October 15th at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not advocating for getting in their face, but
get a chance. You get 90 seconds.
Yeah. There comes a point where you have to start pushing 180, back.
I'm sorry, 180 seconds. You get 3 minutes, right? For public comment? 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would, you know, sign up beforehand. 6:30 at the Bloomington High School. Thank you, Joanne.
Well, so that means you have to go there. Unit 5 is having their school board meeting. Obviously, hopefully everybody brings a picture of Mr. Chapman in his Abolish ICE shirt. Bloomington High School, it looks like, is tomorrow too at 6:30. We need to actively be involved and be at these school board meetings. You know, it wasn't a one and done. You know, Ty Smith, an American hero, and Becky Swan, you know, they kind of started the revolution, but we need to show up consistently and persistently.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know they will. Speaking of getting in people's faces, did you wind up seeing this, David? This is a tweet that was put out there by a student. The McLean County Young Republicans have blasted this out there. I am a proud ISU alum, but not today. TPUSA, they were promoting their Alex Stein event when a leftist came over and flipped over their table. We must change this kind of culture on college campuses. And this is what Charlie Kirk said. When people stop talking, that's when you get violence.
Yeah.
So you can see the table was flipped over. They were tabling for Turning Point USA. I had recommended that TPUSA file a police report. You know, there comes a certain point, if they're getting in your face and, you know, you have to push back. I mean, had this happened to me, if I was at the TPUSA table, we've gotten to a point where I would throw a punch. You know, I would defend myself because that is a violent act. I would throw a punch. There is no more cutesy time. Oops, sorry. I think I'm...
All right. You hit a button. I got it. I took care of it for you. Okay. I took care of it. I'm here for you. I saw that. I'm on a text thread, and our friend Jasmine Jordan, another great young conservative Republican, was mentioning that there was a table flipping incident, and it was once again, as the radical left, the wackos, the crazies, they can't control themselves. They can't just come up and say, you know, I don't agree with TPUSA. Oh, okay. What don't you agree with? Well, I don't agree with X, Y, and Z. Okay, great. Why don't you agree with those? You know, rather than having a conversation, no, they just want to flip a table and walk away and think that has solved any of their mental deficiency or their mental illness, because flipping a table is mental illness too. There you go. I said it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who the hell goes up there and starts flipping tables?
Well, Jesus did, but he's justified. Because they were turning the house of God into a marketplace.
Yeah, and these are college students who pay tuition, pay taxes, and they're tabling, and they're promoting an event that's happening on campus with Alex Stein. Like, I don't understand what provoked them into flipping the table. This wasn't like they were doing a change my mind or anything like that. Yeah. They were just simply promoting event. You didn't have to go by the table if you didn't want. It was,
you don't have to go to the event if you don't want to. Yeah. In fact, you can stand outside the event and protest if you want.
Well, and what's crazy to me is we have, I don't know, for so long, I think that conservatives have said, well, we can't do anything to fight back. Had I been at that table, I don't know, I might have pushed him back. I might have thrown a punch. I mean, that was an act of violence committed against me, the act of throwing an object at me. You know, at some point, you've got to say, okay, the gun's pointed at me. I'm not going to ask you to put down the gun.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet your force with the same exact amount of force, and just slightly more to take you down. I really do think that conservatives everywhere have to wear their head on a swivel and be prepared. And I say this because if you're planning on going to the school board meeting, there will be people there who will get in your face, and you have to be prepared to defend yourself.
Yeah. Well, our good little friend Aaron will have he'll have his blowhorn megaphone thing out there.
Yeah.
Air herpes. You remember that at the Bloomington Arbor?
I do. I'll never forget it. Oh, it was
that's
wonderful.
A great video.
I think that it was, I don't know if it was him. Somebody after a library board meeting got in my face with a megaphone and called me KKK cat. And like,
yeah, well, I'm sure that was Aaron.
Called me a Klansman.
He's also AKA Buddha. He's your commenter on Buddha Jones or whatever his name is on social media. That seemed to die down a lot. I guess they kind of won that little battle. They didn't win the war because, you know, we were on Cities 92.9, the news and talk of Bloomington Normal. And we had a force, right? We were hitting it hard. Now, I don't know how many people are tuning in to Cities. I don't know. But I know one thing. Conservative Cat's no longer on Cities. Yours truly is no longer on Cities. Ty Smith, an American hero, is no longer on Cities. Kevin Ferris, Speechless, is no longer on Cities. It's probably pretty lonely over there because, you know, who else is left behind? Oh, that's right. Lee Hall, the sports guy, who is not a conservative.
Yeah. I got to address Dean Fletcher because I did see this, and it's kind of funny, the background on this, David. I'm glad that Dean's in the comment section tonight. He says, tomorrow night, D87 is also going to be voting on a $20 million bond to build a bigger preschool. While their enrollment has dropped 15%, which means they are voting to raise future taxes by $20 million. To be determined if they actually give any property tax relief from the 1% sales tax as promised. Yeah, no. Property tax relief. I explained that one to me. There's no way that they're going to provide property tax relief.
Again. For the second time. They're always providing tax relief. They're just raising taxes to provide relief.
Yeah. Like, wait a second. You're telling me that you're going to raise taxes to lower taxes.
Give me relief. I'm getting relief. What is the relief? I am still looking for the relief. This isn't,
if anything, I mean, it would just cancel out. You're raising the tax, and then the mental gymnastics you have to do to keep up with these people. But I think the background on this is fascinating, and this has been a thing. And Republicans in the state legislature vote for these things all of the time. I know of some area Republicans who actually voted for this. There's some background here. District 87, they're supposed to go to a referendum to build anything like this. right? A new preschool, anything like that, your kids were new purchases. They really should be going to referendum for things like this. And from what I understand, I don't think that this has gone to referendum, this particular issue, the $20 million.
Well, didn't the legislation that Kaler and Chung put out to when they were purchasing, you remember the regional building, the State Farm? So what doesn't this kind of tie in with that? The legislation actually says that they put forth a bill in the House and got it passed, I thought.
Yeah.
Makes it so they don't have to. They can just spend money like they're
And they can add new schools to their district without going to referendum, which is really bad because I mean the maintenance cost and like I mean then they were purchasing the State Farm building. This sounds like a new build, but point is that you don't have to go to referendum anymore. Like this is being voted on. This is a big purchase, and I don't know if the District 87
20 million bingo, they bought an existing building from State Farm and by renovating did you highlight Dean's renovating an existing building, they can avoid the law requiring them to get voter approval to build a new building. Very sneaky way to avoid voter accountability.
And I mean, it's just so shocking. You actually had area Republicans vote for this thing, by the way, and they do it all the time. Like, the language in it is shall be exempt from referendum. And I'm just so fascinated that, you know, I wouldn't doubt that the bill got passed unanimously. These types of things get passed unanimously all the time. And it's going to be very expensive because not only are you building on this existing building or renovating it or whatever the hell, but you're also taking that out of the property taxes. So it's going to be an extremely high cost because you're taking that out because whoever had it before, not D87, because they're going to vote this in 100%. We don't have the majority on the board, so this is already a done deal.
Yeah.
You can speak.
Rubber stamp. Just take the vote. It's like, here, I vote positive. Yep, okay, go through it.
Yeah, and you know that there was some rubbing elbows going on with Dave Kaler, so that way they could get this pushed through and get it through without referendum. But you need the property tax revenue. I mean, this is a big building, right? There was some revenue generated that was going towards this district, but now you're taking away the revenue and then you're placing more cost on the taxpayer. So it's going to be chaotic. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks for being here today. We appreciate all of you.
One more thing that I wanted to show you, David.
All right. Because we are in the descent. Everybody prepare the cabin for landing.
Oh, I think State Farm was paying $300,000 in an annual property tax to the district for the building that the district brought. But so, that $300,000 is going to be taken away. Not to mention you have to staff it. And it's for preschool, which is so gay. I say 2012 gay, you know what I mean? Like dumb. I want to reclaim the word. And
Say gay?
Preschool is gay. And here's why. It's
It's become more gay than it used to be.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, and what they're trying to do, especially like public sector or publicly funded preschool. I think that's really just dumb. And it's so sad what they've done to couples. They can't financially stay home with their children when they're, you know, 1 to 4 year, like newborn to 4 years old, which they're not learning anything.
Formative years, right? The time when everything is, you know, taking place. I look at my granddaughter, Harper, and my gosh, to have her mom and dad home with her 24/7, 7 days a week is such a blessing. And because she thrives, children thrive when there is a mother and a father involved in their lives, in their household, where we're not institutionalizing kids, where we're not putting them into places where, who knows, the guy wearing abolish eyes, carrying, you know, and green hair and, you know, are taking responsibility. Those are the people you're putting in charge of taking on your children's future. I mean, that's scary. Talk about rolling the dice.
Yeah,
that makes me. Well,
you're not getting a return on investment. So Harper, right? This little baby, you've seen it because you're a granddad. They actually, if you notice, all the baby toys have like mirrors on them. And I just recently learned this. The reason why all the baby toys have mirrors on them is because the baby looks into the mirror and they can see mom and dad in their own features, which is crucial for development. And you're a spending
reflection all of money. Themselves.
Yeah. Yes. You're spending all this money on this preschool, and the return on investment, all they need really at that age is facial interactions with mom and dad and to develop a relationship with their caregiver. Like that is, at that point, like nothing else, like you can't teach them anything. The only thing that they're capable of learning at that point is a connection with their caregiver. That is what they're supposed to be doing at that age. And forcing our children into preschool or publicly funding preschool is wrong, and it's not worth it because these kids are going there and they're not learning. They're just going there and they're being around strangers. That's literally what it is. It's daycare. And if it's going to be daycare, then have the parents pay for it, you know, out of pocket. You know what I mean?
Well,
I tax them because they're paying for it in anyway via tax dollars. Just let them choose the daycare of choice. And yeah.
Well, some people will say, you know, I don't buy it. I'm not buying that you have to institutionalize your kid. I'm not buying that you have to put your kids in public school. You know what? It's called sacrifice.
Either. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
sorry, Becky, don't get the granite countertop in the brand new car, Becky.
You've got to live in a one bedroom. I don't care. Live in a moving mobile hut. I don't care where you live. Isn't it worth the investment that you're putting into your children? You're raising humans to be better people, to be God-fearing people, to be Americans, to be patriots. And if having, you know, double dominoes on every Friday night, you have to do without that, or travel softball, or travel this. And a lot of people are going to send me hate mail over that. I don't care. They are literally going after your children. Yeah. The public system, the indoctrination of preschools, they're going after your children. They want your children. That's what J.B. Pritzker needs so he can manifest whatever he was talking about at the beginning of the show, where the military is going to start counting ballots in the 2026 election.
Yeah, he needs, numb and dumb and people who will not question his lies. We just debunked them right here. I mean, I just pulled up several examples of election fraud that have happened across the country. Yeah, insanity. I lied. I want to make sure I get this comment out there because we're getting close to the end of your show, David.
Yeah, it's the end of the show. Actually, we're overtime, Kat, but that's expected when you come and co-host with me. When Conservative Kat joins DPB show, we always go a little more than an hour because Kat goes 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday on the Conservative Kat. But you got to get up like with the roosters at 6 a.m. and you go for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
6-8. Go ahead. Dean Fletcher.
Yeah. State Farm actually brings in $565,000 over in annual property taxes for the building they sold. Yeah. That is insanity.
Fleecing of the citizenry of the town of Bloomington, the state of Illinois, people of McLean County, state of Illinois. That's what it's about. Corruption, legal corruption. All right, Kat.
Am I praying this out?
Yeah, you started the show, so I think it's time to end the show. I'm going to remove the Fire Pritzker led.
Okay. Father God, we just pray that you don't let deception or evil win, and that you give us clear mind and you help us focus on the main thing, which is you, Lord, and provide us your perfect peace and comfort us in a world that's gone crazy or seems like it lacks total self-control and is just descended into chaos. Lord, I'm praying for all of those watching the DPB show that they are at peace and know that they've just got to fight for you and be at peace with that. And Lord, I'm just so grateful for this platform and for the Conservative Cat Show that you have provided David and I platforms to share your word and to share truth. And we pray for David in his new endeavor at the Hesed House, that you abundantly bless him through that endeavor and that he continue to fulfill the purpose you've called him to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kat. It was good to have you. And guess what, Kat? You'll be back here in about 48 hours.
I will. I will.
We're doing another. We're doing it's not once this week. It's twice this week because Kat has some time off this weekend. She's heading to Texas, and she's going to watch some motor racing. And she is going to need some filler or content for her show. So I'm not saying that I'm filler. You know, the DPB show is filler. But we do great together. Kat, the conservative
Cat, it's going to re-air Monday and Tuesday, folks, in the morning. So if you're just tuning in and you're like, wait, I missed all of it, you can catch the whole thing live all over again Monday and Tuesday in the morning if you're more
on the Conservative Cat Show, or you just play it while you're, you know, doing your dishes tonight or whatever. Yeah. But it was good to have you, Kat. Obviously, we'll look forward to being back here on Thursday, the DPB show. Don't forget, Conservative Kat, tomorrow morning, 6 to 8 a.m., the Conservative Kat. You can find her at Facebook. You can find her at Rumble, YouTube. And I think, are you on X?
I am on X. I don't post the show there. I post the podcast there, Apple Podcast, Spotify. So you guys can go download it on X.
You know where to find her. Just go to Conservative Kat. All right. Well, I love you guys. I appreciate all of you being here today. Thank you, Wanda. Good show. And everyone else that joined today. I know Kat loves you. But the best part about it is Jesus loves you more. We will see you on Thursday here live at the DPB show. Until then, we bid you farewell.